This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off to Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Say hello to our friends joining us now on WAAF Boston's legendary rock station, also 98 Rock, California's rock station in beautiful Sacramento, California. And our newest affiliate, say hello, Chattanooga, Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in beautiful Chattanooga, Tennessee.
What is going on?
Welcome to the program. Here we go. Random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. Categories will be athletes and light beer and the return of Ask the Men's Room. If you're just joining us, our question there. What bit you and where did it bite you? Another biting story real quick here. Researchers in Finland say they have discovered a new species of wasp in the Amazon.
Thank God.
Oh, ooh, boy. It has a huge stinger. The wasp,
Jama,
which scientists named
Rena wasp,
Clistopyga crassicaudata.
No way you said that.
God damn it. Why didn't they name it like Carl? You know, like, why does it have to be?
Can
it
I
be,
know. Because think about it. God. They always name things like that, right? Chrysomagata, Amumagata.
Crassicaudata.
But then when they talk to you, they go, wasp.
I mean.
Like, they call it a wasp.
It has a stinger that is both longer and wider than those seen on most wasps.
Come on.
I have studied tropical parastoid wasps for a long time, but I've never seen anything like it. According to.
Oh, boy.
Laurie E. Sekjärvi of the University of Turku's Biodiversity Unit. The stinger looks like a fierce weapon. Researchers say
it's a stinger, it is.
Of wasps like the one they discovered use their stingers not only to inject other creatures with venom, but also to lay eggs in them. These types of wasps will paralyze a spider using its venom. They then lay its eggs on the spider so the hatching larva can eat it and any potential spider eggs. They're trying to get some more funding to learn more about this thing and how the stinger got so big and how it evolved, because it's a pretty...
Give them the money!
It's a huge wasp. It looks like one of the Japanese...
Random. Yeah, but those big Japanese ones, they're so big they can't fly horizontally. Random, they fly vertically. Random, and then they can spray the venom out.
They spit at it.
Yeah, random, out of their butt. Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hello, Dylan.
Don't you know, Dylan. Yeah. Dylan?
Yeah, we'll get back there. We'll get back. He's busy. I get it, man. He's a busy man. Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hello, Nate.
How's it going?
Doing well, sir. What do we got here? All right, Nate, let's go with this one. Looking back there on a lifetime of dumb things that you bought, what would you say is the dumbest thing that you purchased? What was the bad one? The thing you don't use, the thing that was just... a bad idea at the time, dumb. Maybe it was a kind of a, you're riding the wave, you know what I mean? You realize that, I got to be honest. I think lately I have found that my purchases in the kitchen have been the ones.
That's for most people. I need that.
What did I have? What did I buy? I bought a Cuisinart panini-type press.
Again.
All right. Because I thought to myself, hey, man, I can't wait to just
make
think
a
of all
sandwich
the grilled,
hot.
The grilled sandwiches I can make on this
all the paninis.
All the paninis.
Other
all
than
the
grilled
time.
Cheese, what at home, what other hot sandwich do you make?
Oh, you can make any kind of panini.
Which one do you make?
Grilled turkey and cheese?
Which do you like?
I believe you did.
You put a tomato in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just realize like, oh, and then you can fold it flat and you can make pancakes.
Did you even open it?
Yeah.
Did you use it?
No. No, it's just a dumb purchase because it's probably like $60.
Well, sure.
And it took up all that space. And it's like, hey, man, why don't you come over for paninis?
Probably the dumbest purchase is I used to buy a pair of shoes to match every shirt I had. So I spent like hundreds of dollars on shoes.
So wait, how many pairs? Because if that were my theory, I think I would just buy like black or white shirts. You know what I mean? I'd have like two colors and stay there. How many different pairs of shoes did you have?
I was upwards of about 10 or 11 different pairs of Nikes before I finally realized that this is a stupid idea and I should probably stop because I'm just wasting money.
Well, what kind of shoes? What kind of?
Yeah, I was buying Nike Air Force Ones.
You know, I don't think it's as, I know what you're saying, like a waste
still
of money,
like 90 bucks up.
But you easier. Still you end up with decent shoes, though. Mm-hmm.
I got to ask, do you have, how about the hat? Was the hat color coordinated as well?
Oh, yeah. That was about another $30, so I bought about 10 of those, too.
Okay, so you're always color coordinated between your shoes and your hat and your shirt.
Yep.
All right, so you look like Vanilla Ice.
No, not anymore.
Okay,
not anymore.
Yeah, but that's what he. That was.
Hey, another. My parents always go match. Make sure you match. It's funny. They brought back that game show to tell the truth, right? And it's okay. It's a decent time killer. Kids are awake, whatever. So I'm watching this. One of the people that try, and I suck at the game, but there's three people up there, and they're all saying that they are. Oh God, what do you call it? Like pageant coaches, right? And I guess they're the best. I have no idea. They're going on and on. So finally, the celebrities have to guess who they think it is. And they ended up guessing right, but for one clue, it wasn't anything that anyone said. There was one guy on the panel that goes, did anyone else notice that that guy's socks match his tie? He had pink socks and it matched his pink tie, and he said, therefore, he's the guy. And sure enough, that was the guy. And I thought, you know what? He's absolutely right. Like, you're a pageant guy. Okay. It's all about that. And he's like, he has pink socks. He has a pink tie. No one matches their socks to the tie except someone who cares about pageants. And I'm like, God damn, he's right. The super
there's
color coordinator.
Profile this. The reason we asked what's the dumbest thing that you purchased, I guess there's a big trend over the past few years in the high fashion world selling the dumbest jeans possible.
Yes.
everything from jeans with pre-ripped butt cheeks to jeans that look like one pair tucked into another pair. And now the latest, a fashion company called, oh boy, Denim, just released upside down jeans, meaning the belt loops go around your ankles. The pockets are right there facing downward on your calves, and the fly is down there, too. But since they have to stay on, they're also putting a fly and button on the top, which makes them look pretty confusing. Any idea how much these cost?
Too much.
$495.
Why?
Or the jorts version costs $385 for the latest upside-down jeans.
I can usually accept or try to make sense of why people would want certain things. That one, I just can't wrap my head around. Hello, Dylan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hello, Dylan. You're back.
I am. Sorry about that.
Hey, don't worry. Hey, no you problem. Do what you got to do, man.
All right, Dylan, let's go here. What were you busted doing there? Who caught you? What were you doing? Who busted you? And what were you in the act of?
I got caught with, like, porn when I was a kid.
How old were you?
11 or 12. Right. It was right when the internet's rolled around, and so.
But who busted you? Was it your mom, your dad?
I think the first time was my mom.
Why is it always mom? Why is it that mom always busts boys before dad does? Or is it that dad doesn't say anything because he gets it?
Well, it was because I was just a young, dumb kid using the Google search engine and, didn't know about incognito and clearing your history and all that. And so,
but it's still mom before dad.
But here's the thing. If you're looking for a search term that starts with P, things pop up. That have previously searched with and start with that letter, you see. So
but it's still always mom. So, or maybe dad was like, I like where my son's head is at. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah, I feel like mom's more apt to just go in a room, too.
Yeah, but
it's like
still,
my dad would just yell from a room. So there was always kind of warning with him. Like,
there is.
Mom's
but
stealthy.
But mom's, the thing is, yeah, you're probably right, but like my porn, because at that time it's still magazines, like it was in the back of a closet behind other stuff in a whatever. So just by her being in my room, there's no way you saw that.
Okay, but
mom's snoop. That's
no,
what it is.
It's not that.
Yes, it is.
Here's
my
what it
porn
is.
Was hidden in a trunk in the back of a closet. I get home from school and she's mad, and I'm thinking, you went through all my crap to find this. This is not on me, man.
I could walk into, hypothetically, I could walk into my son's room if I had a son.
Okay.
He's got a Playboy and a jar of Vaseline sitting on his nightstand. And I'm going to walk in, I'm going to go, oh, God. I'll probably take it and just put it in this drawer and close it and walk out and not say anything.
I would where do that, but mom, I wouldn't even know, please do not use Vaseline.
Where the mom, yeah, right, where the, yeah, exactly. I might say something like that. But
don't use Vaseline.
But I would never approach my son and go, I know you're masturbating. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't put him on the spot. I would just know that he would.
I think you pull him aside and you say, hey, man.
Goes like, are you masturbating?
My mother, as my mother tells, I remember when she busted me on my porn, but I guess before she actually, I guess she couldn't take it. As she told me when I got older, she had discovered it earlier, freaks out, calls my father at work. My father's like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, oh, my God, he has porn. He explained, you know that he's your son, and now he's 11, 12 years old. Like, this is going to happen. Let it go. Just leave him the hell alone. He's masturbating. It's what kids do. I didn't know all this had gone down, and I guess it was about a week later, 2 weeks later, she just couldn't take it, and I come home from school and get busted on. And she was so mad, you know? And for me, I couldn't understand why she was so angry. I knew I wasn't, like, supposed to have it, but it's so humiliating because I'm like, I wonder if she knows why I have it. Mm-hmm. Obviously, she did, but at the time, you think maybe your mom doesn't know what you're doing with it.
Some of that might just be moms, too, with their sons.
I think it is. I think it
is. Like, right? I think your reaction would be completely different if a son has porn than, like, a daughter has porn.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
I don't, plus, I mean, seriously, like, my mom was just around more. So just the chances of getting caught by her were...
And you weren't very good at it,
higher
right?
percentage.
Reason we asked, what were you busted doing there and why? Some employees at a courthouse in Alexandria, Louisiana, they heard a bunch of noise. And they didn't know where the noise was coming from. They heard what they said was, quote, a commotion coming from somewhere. Then they checked a stairwell Wednesday morning. And when one of them went to check it out, they found the source of the noise. A 20-year-old man named Miguel Gloricio and a 19-year-old woman named Jamie Lee Cotier were having sex on the stairs. It turns out Miguel is an inmate who was cleaning the courthouse as part of his work release.
Mm-hmm.
And Jamie met him there.
He gives new meaning to the release part.
So they could have some sexy time. Anyway, now he's back in jail, and she was also arrested. They're both facing obscenity charges for having sex there in the courthouse.
It's not obscene until someone walks into the stairwell. That'd be like, hey, we get up sex. Like, if you walk into my bedroom and I'm having sex, I'm not being obscene. You're weird.
More of the random question coming up, 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, the return of Ask the Men's Room right before we drink and toast with the shot of the day. If you have a question for any of us here in the men's room, just shoot us an email to themensroom@mensroomlive.com. Ask the Men's Room is coming up. First, more of our random question. 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Hello,
random,
Nolan.
Random,
welcome
random,
to the men's room.
Random.
Here we go again.
Random,
hello,
random,
Nolan.
Random.
Hola.
Hola.
Liquor and whores.
All right, Nolan, let's see here. What do we have for you on a random question? Okay, when did things go from bad to worse? Nolan, when did things go from bad to worse?
When I was 18 years old, I went to a Walgreens with my friend, and he went in and stole some bottles of liquor, and I drove away, and five cops pulled me over. And they asked if I did it, and I said no. And they were like, well, find out that you did it, then we're going to come get you. So I go, and I leave, and I drink the two bottles of booze, my friends. And they end up showing up to my friend's house with another, like, three cops, and my parents put me in the back of a cop car.
Oh!
And handcuffed me and then let me out just to scare me.
Yeah, but then you have to deal with the parents.
I got away with it, even though I knew I was going to be in trouble, and then they came and got me.
So what do your parents say about all this?
I was grounded for like 5 months.
Okay. That sucks.
But at least I drank all the booze before they got there.
Sure. But when you're 18 years old, you know, you...
Man, oh man.
Reason we ask, when do things go from bad to worse? This is a much worse story. A, quote, once-in-a-lifetime trip for a woman in Australia quickly turned into a harrowing experience when she suffered a bite while feeding a shark.
That tells me that truly is once-in-a-lifetime.
Which then dragged her into the water. Mm. Melissa Brunning, 34, was on a yacht in the remote Kimberley region in the northwest part of the country. That's about 1,500 miles north of Perth.
We know exactly where it is, Miles.
She tried to hand feed up to four nurse sharks that were swimming around her boat. Running told the West Australian that she didn't realize that she should not hand feed a shark.
Wait, she's a 34-year-old woman, and she's
correct.
Saying now, after the shark bit her and pulled her into the water, she now realizes she should not hand feed sharks.
That's not something people have to tell you.
You ever watch Shark Week, even once?
Apparently, Brunning told the West Australian she didn't realize she shouldn't do it until the animal became, quote, like a Hoover, sucking her right index finger into its full mouth of rows of razor-sharp teeth.
Kinky, baby.
I think the shark was in shock as much as I was. The only way I can describe it is this immense pressure, and it felt like it was shredding it off the bone, she told the paper. I came up, and I was like, I've lost my finger. My finger is gone. The shark then pulled her into the water in Dugong Bay, which is inhabited by saltwater crocodiles that can grow up 23 feet long and weigh more than a ton. The entire encounter was captured on video, which shows Brunning screaming as she is dragged in the water before the boat's crew and her friends help to pull her out. The nurse sharks, by the way, a couple of them were 14 feet long, quoting, having a very strong jaw filled with thousands of tiny serrated teeth.
The thing is, the nurse sharks told her, we'd love to bite you, but we have to wait for the doctor shark to get here.
The 34-year-old told the West Australian newspaper the incident was, quote, completely my fault. And it was just a blonde doing a stupid thing.
Blondes everywhere, like, please do not rope us into that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, hey, like, man, there's a lot of blonde jokes. We're not actually stupid.
Man, I know.
We don't all hand feed sharks.
It's just
and
one of
those
things.
You said it was for the back of their yacht?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 14 feet long, hand feeding the sharks.
It's just, and I know somebody somewhere said, other than their sharks, they don't normally, it's like, right, it doesn't mean anything. The shark doesn't know that.
Totally blonde moment.
Random.
Just because she's blonde.
Random,
why are you guys
random,
in here?
Random,
a blonde
random,
moment.
Random,
hello,
random,
Cody.
Random,
welcome to
random,
the men's room.
Hola.
I just got to say, speaking from experience, blondes can say that. But don't tell the blonde you're dating she's having a blonde moment.
Yeah, it's weird how that works.
Just a heads up, everybody.
Right. She can tell you.
Jokes don't work both ways on that one.
She can tell you it's that time of the month. You cannot ask. There's a whole bunch of those.
Right. Yeah.
Now, my girlfriend says it all the time. She's having blonde moments, but I never think, are you just having a blonde moment right now?
Right.
No,
you're
not
smart.
One.
Yeah,
exactly.
I was dumb.
You win. Oh, let's see here. What do we got? All right. Where were you stuck or what were you stuck doing? Where were you stuck or what were you stuck doing?
Because, like, I have mild claustrophobia, so I try not to get in any, like, tight situations. But what was I stuck doing? I got roped into cutting a bunch of wood for my buddy one time. It was like...
Dude, where are
like,
you?
Hey, come over. But, like, got stuck doing it. I don't know. But he's like, hey, come over, drink some beers or whatever. And, like, he lived really far away. We didn't see each other very often. So, like, I made the, you know, hour or something drive out there. And he was out there cutting wood, and he's like, I got an extra axe if you want to help. And I was like, okay. And we ended up cutting, like, 2 cords of wood or something.
All right, that's cool. Yeah.
What do you mean that's cool?
You come over and do a
He duped his ass. Hey, you want to come over and drink beer?
If you want to come over and vacuum, I'm not going to lie to you. If the vacuum happens to be out when you show up and you want to vacuum,
but think how he set it up. We don't see each other much. I hadn't seen him in a while. Come on, man. Make the drive. Although, to be honest with you, man. If it's just two dudes and you're hanging with your buddy and you're chopping wood, I feel like that's something, like, you know what? I'm down with that.
The reason I asked,
I still feel like he got suckered into it.
Where were
he
you
got
stuck?
Suckered into it for sure. No doubt he got suckered into it, but I'm like, I can live with that.
The lovely Taylor Swift got stuck on a malfunctioning gondola stage prop during her show in Philadelphia on Saturday. Apparently, there's a part of a show where she basically flies over the crowd to a secondary stage and performs a few songs. Now, I don't believe when I saw Taylor Swift that she flew. I think that's
you didn't see Flying Taylor?
I did not see that. By this time, the gondola, or as my wife would say, gondola, would only go up and down a bit. It wouldn't actually transport her. So she was lowered back to the main stage and stopped the show to ask the crew what she should do. She asked if there was
Keep
a way for her to...
Keep playing music and don't sing it from there.
Yeah, to walk to the other stage rather than fly. She wasn't getting a response. Eventually, they had to take her down on a second gondola on the other side of the stage. And then the rest of the show.
She had two gondolas.
Oh, she had many gondolas.
Oh, so she took the other gondola.
It's Taylor Swift.
That's convenient.
That seems simple.
It really is.
Random, random.
Ted,
random,
I've said this to you since we've known each other. Random, you can't be random, a one gondola dude, random, man.
No.
Because if it breaks down, how do you get where you're going, right? Random, I hope you learned something.
One pop culture random question a week.
One pop culture.
Yeah, you know, with Taylor Swift or, you know, somebody in there like Harry Styles. You know what I mean?
Name someone else.
I don't know. Whoever's involved in the pop and the culture.
Like,
I try to stay away from the Kardashians.
Actually, you know what? And this sounds like truth, okay? So, my TV remote has been a little hinky lately, is the best way I can say it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Last night I'm watching TV. The kids are in bed. All I want to do now is sit on the couch and kind of do nothing, right? Go brain dead. Turn on the TV. It's on whatever channel it's on, which is fine. It's just not what I wanted to watch. So, normally, you just press in the number of the channel you want to go, hit okay, off you go. Well, not today. It would put the number up on the screen, but when you hit OK, it's just not going to happen. But it's been weeks of this nonsense, right? So I'm like, whatever, I'll just go channel down. So I do that thing where I am now clicking it faster than it's keeping up. But like anything, yeah. Pull my finger off, it's still counting down a little bit. The screen's black, but I can still hear audio, and it's still acting like it's trying to catch up. And I realize it's the Disney Channel. It was like 10:30 at night last night. It's the Disney Channel, and I can hear it, but it's not on. So I'm like, as soon as the screen comes back, things are back to normal. It takes about 5 minutes, and finally, the screen comes on, and sure enough, it's some live-action Disney show, and it's already making me angry because I can tell it's stupid, right? And now my remote will not work. So now I turn the TV off. I turn it back on. I could not do anything. Basically, my TV has been stuck on the goddamn Disney Channel since last night.
Oh, no.
So I finally just turned off the TV. I was so aggravated. I just wanted to go brain dead and watch TV, and instead it's just some stupid show on the Disney Channel.
You know what they're going to tell you when you call?
What?
Unplug the box, plug it back in.
Hey, I tried that. Random. What's wrong with a computer?
Unplug it, plug it back in.
Yes, I did all of that.
Unplug it, plug it back in.
I have Disney Channel. Hello, Kai. Welcome to the men's room.
Kai.
Kai.
Hola. Hola. Hello there, Ty. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you guys doing? My name is not Kai. It's Keith.
Keith.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. K-E-I-G-H. Don't change it now, Mike. I know.
All right, Kai.
Yeah. Kai.
We're going to give it. We're in the money category here on our random question questions. We're in the money questions. Let's go with this one. What do you waste your money on there, Kai?
What do I waste my money on? Well, I'm headed over to Silverdale today to waste my money on some CDs and some books. And, you know, it was payday today, so I'm just living it up today and spending a little money on me.
But how is music and reading wasting money? Like, music and books.
Some people would consider it not as proficient as paying your bills, maybe. I don't know.
But wait, do you owe money? Like, are you spending bill money on this stuff?
No, I already paid my bills.
Oh, then you're fine.
You know,
yeah,
everybody's always telling me to save my money, put it in the bank, don't go out and blow it. I like to, you know, every once in a while, you just got to do it.
Well, for I mean, sure. Do you do it all the time or just every once in a while?
Okay. Probably once a month.
You can, hey,
oh,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Fine.
Yeah, you can still put a little money in the bank
once
and still have some
month.
Money to piss around with, that's for sure.
Well, I'm glad you guys are on my side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, totally. Another thing,
people always say, put money in the bank. It's like, man, you need to make enough money to have money to put in the bank.
Keith, I wish, man, I'll tell you what, we get our perks here in radio. Free t-shirts, without question.
All the t-shirts you can ask for.
We get a lot of free t-shirts, which is cool because I go through them. The other thing is, depending on the genre, if it's in the genre of rock, we can get a concert ticket here or there.
Sure.
And in CDs. So that's great because like Guns N' Roses reissued Appetite the other day with some bonus tracks and
I
all
don't
this
have
stuff.
A CD player.
That's the problem. So Ryan Castle, the Drunk in Charge, gets a big box of Guns N' Roses things. I'm like, oh, dude, Guns N' Roses. I'm picking up, and I'm like,
I can't play this.
I'm not even going to take this. I don't have anything.
Yeah.
Like, I'd love to. I have vinyl. It's just pathetic.
I got vinyl.
You know, I can do that.
But it's a
different
thing.
Bluetooth. You know what I mean? I can play a little speaker off my phone or whatever. But
I mean, that's how people get their music. Either you just get it online because you just want the music, or you do vinyl because you have an appreciation of vinyl. But there's not a lot in between anymore, man.
I had to buy another vinyl crate this weekend because I was running out of room.
Oh, look at you.
All the albums that just keep rolling in there that I don't buy somehow for a dollar. The reason we asked, what do you waste your money on? Forbes magazine looked into what people are throwing their money away or how much money they're throwing away, basically. They looked at how we eat. and how we spend our money as far as just going out to dinner, staying home at dinner. So they looked at over 80 different dinner recipes and compared what they cost in an average restaurant to what they cost if you make them from scratch. Now, believe it or not, well, you probably do believe this, the cost of groceries has gone up significantly within the last few years. Before the survey, though, they note that the numbers were much, much lower. But they found that the average dinner from a restaurant is about $20.37. That's the average price for dinner. And that includes maybe a $5 delivery fee. Now, that compares to $4.31 if you make the same thing at home. So that's a $16 difference. That means if you order delivery three times a week, it costs you about $48 or roughly $200 a month. That would be just for one person. Some of the meals with the biggest markups include spaghetti with meat sauce.
Sure.
$21 out compared to $3 at home. Pork chops, $25 out at a restaurant compared to $3 if you make them at home. And chicken wings, $20 compared to about $2 per person if you make them from scratch. They also looked at how much more it costs to use a meal kit service like a Blue Apron. And it's about three times more expensive per meal than if you just bought the ingredients and made it yourself.
All right.
However, it's all cut up and chopped up.
I've never done Blue Meal, so I don't know. But
you still got to cut up everything.
Oh, you do have to.
They just send you the specific, like, vegetables in the meats and then a specific amount of spices.
Okay. All right. But here's the thing. Like, I know I can make spaghetti and meat sauce at home, but it never tastes as good as it ever does when you go to a restaurant. I can do pork chops at home. I can make them well, but if they're on the menu at a restaurant, they're so much better. To me, that's money worth spending.
Spaghetti I can do. I think when you get into the realm of things that are out of my world, like sushi, and like I feel like not that barbecue isn't great when you go out and get barbecue, but if it's a weekend or whatever, like I'm going to do some barbecue and smoke and grill.
But here's the difference. If we say, man, are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. I want barbecue. Well, now let's go get it because I'm hungry now and I want barbecue. I need to know in advance that I want to eat it later.
Yeah.
And there's certain things, right? Like spaghetti and meatballs, you get away with making at home. But like chicken wings, like,
you're not going to do it as well.
Do you even have a fryer at home?
Exactly. Do you have the sweet and sour Thai sauce sitting in your fridge, man?
Same thing with like steaks, right? You're never going to get a steak at home the way it's done at a place because you don't have anything that gets that hot.
You can make like a stir fry, but where's the egg roll?
Where's the
stuff I like the crab rangoon?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like,
yeah. I need that.
I don't know. Anyway,
random question 844-999-OLA.
Random.
You know what? That's one of those things, too. People always go, don't you feel better when you cook food? It's like, yes. Well, the night you order food, you feel pretty good that it showed up, too.
Yeah, but it's different happiness.
I'm happy that I cooked at home because I did something that makes sense, right? And then I'm happy when I eat someone else's food because it's so much better.
Yeah.
I mean, and I didn't have to do a goddamn thing. Hello, Sully. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, Bichula.
Hola.
What's up, Fred?
How you doing?
I'm doing top shelf. How are you doing?
What are you doing, Sully?
I'm doing top shelf.
He's doing great. You're doing great. Okay, all right. Let's see here. All right, Sully, you seem like the kind of person who could answer this question. What was the stupid reason for the argument?
The stupid reason for the argument would be being with my girlfriend over whether I had enough gas to get to a place or not. I know we have plenty of gas. We had well over a quarter tank, and we're just going to town. And I had plenty of gas to get there and back, and she was afraid that we were going to run out.
Now, who ended up being right?
I did, of course.
Did it matter?
I still had a quarter tank, and my closest town, the town was only like 10 miles away.
Yeah.
And I had a quarter tank, and I could have gone from Kingston to Bremerton and back on that tank.
What kind of vehicle were you driving that she didn't think a quarter tank could make it 10 miles?
Chevy S10.
All
right. It was just a stupid argument.
Yeah,
I
mean, like anything.
She was just scared that we were going to run out of gas, and I knew we wouldn't.
But how bad did it get? It's the fact that it exploded into an argument.
It got to a point where I had to just shut up and turn up the radio so I didn't have to listen to her no more.
I will say this,
But wait, did you say anything when you made it to your destination and back?
No, I calmed down finally by then because I was just listening to you guys on the radio and You guys making me laugh, so I was able to calm down a little bit.
All right, well, good. I'm glad that worked out for it. I'm glad you didn't run out of gas.
I'm glad you were listening to us while your girlfriend was pissed off.
There is a very weird group of people, and not weird group. Obviously, they must have run out of gas on numerous occasions, and it bothers them. Or, I don't know what their obsession is.
I think you'll need it to happen once.
My grandfather, man, I mean, and I love my grandfather to death, but he would just, I mean, anytime you got into a car, how much gas we got? Oh, we're getting low on gas. We've only used a fourth of a tank. It's still 3/4. Well, if you find a place, you should probably pull over and top that off.
If we find a gas station.
We could be on a stretch for 90 days and never see a gas station. It was almost like every time you saw the opportunity to get gas, and then when he would get out, like, then he would clean the windows, and he would get, like, a napkin or, like, one of the paper towels, and he'd clean the frickin' lights again. You know what I mean? Even though he'd wash them all off. And, like, he was very into...
I am a window cleaner.
Yeah, well, I don't have a problem with that. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're on the highway and you get, you know, eaten up by bugs for... But then you've gone, like, 200, 300, 400 miles trying to fill up again.
I mean, I'll do it in the city. Just
did it every time.
Yeah, but, I mean, yeah.
But didn't they... Right. You used to fill up your own gas all the time, for sure. And also, back in the days, I think, where you used to work on your own car...
Right, maybe.
They took so much more price. My father, I'm just thinking back,
my grandfather had a ledger about when he stopped, how much gas he got.
You kept the mileage
so you know how much you're getting.
And you're looking down at the odometer, and if there was anything wrong, why the hell is it the last bus? We got 2 miles more. Like,
knew every freaking drop of oil, where it came from, when he changed the oil. He had it written down if it was Pennzoil or Quaker, whatever the hell it was. He had an idea.
But not every car telling you.
Please get oil. Exactly. Please replace your fluid. Pull over. You're sleepy. Here's a cup of coffee to remind you you've been driving too long. What was a stupid reason for the argument? There's a 31-year-old woman named Latasha Barrett in Charleston, West Virginia. She got upset on Wednesday when another woman started twerking on her. Don't know any more details over than that. Like if they knew each other, why the woman twerked on Latasha, what the deal is. Anyway, Latasha was so upset that she bit the top of the woman's finger off. Woman was rushed to the hospital, and Latasha was arrested for felony malicious wounding. So she's looking at 2 to 10 years in jail for taking the top of her buddy's finger off there. Random question, 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Bitches, you're listening to the Men's Room.
Random question, 844-999-OLA.
Random.
Quick comment random, came in. Random, liquor and whores, have a great random, one. Random, hello, Riley, random, welcome random, to the Men's Room.
Random. Hola, Riley, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've been having some phone troubles today. If you're on hold there, you're not anymore, so call back. 844-999-OLA. All right, let's go with this one on a random question. When did Mother Nature give you the business?
I'm sorry, what was that?
When did Mother Nature give you the business? In other words...
Struck by lightning, flood your house.
Yeah. When did the earth not cooperate with you?
Well, I've never been struck by lightning.
Well, that's good.
You haven't?
Oh, it's all the rain. No. You're a teenager.
Did you watch Did you watch the World Cup?
No, more of a football fan.
All right.
Real football, you know?
American football. Right.
Yeah. And I know what you mean.
Let's see. Oh, I got one.
All right.
Oh, this isn't me, but me and my buddy were out in the woods, and we were taking some chainsaws to these big trees. We're out there paintballing. I think I was 15 or 16. We're taking some chainsaws to these big trees, and it was during football season, and he takes a chainsaw to this big, big tree, cuts it down. It falls, knocks another one down, one that we had started cutting already, and it landed right on his leg.
Oh!
And snapped his femur.
Oh, damn. And then how long was he trapped under the tree?
He was a big, big boy, so it took we had to call our other two friends that were up the hill. They came down, and we all had to try and carry him. He was probably 280 pounds.
Wow.
Why did you call your friends instead of, like, 911? I mean, at the point that a tree has landed on my buddy, like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and call the professionals for this one.
Well, he didn't want the ambulance bill, you know?
Oh,
so we loaded him in the back of the truck and
took
the hospital.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
You have a snap fever and you're still like, eh.
People who have had an ambulance ride know all about the ambulance.
Oh, yeah.
That's basically what it comes down to. Once you're in, once you know, then you start critically thinking about your options as far as what the severity is of whether you need one or not. And that's not, it's a life and death thing. And you could be wrong and you could die. But it doesn't matter. It still goes through your head because you paid the bill before.
There was the woman who got like hit by the subway or trapped in New York City. She's like,
she had a bone coming out of her. She had a compound fracture where the bone was exposed coming out of the skin.
And she's screaming to everyone, of course, because they're calling 911. She's like, no, call me an Uber. Like, no, I'm not paying this bill. I was talking to someone in her office earlier, and they were talking about their medical bill, and this one blew my mind. It might be cheaper just to give yourself a shot. So whatever they gave you a shot of was like $56, the actual thing. For them to administer it was $67. I said, so it'd be cheaper than if they gave you the medication and you just stuck it in your own vein, because it costs more for them to actively stick it in your vein than it does for whatever it is you got.
So you could just get it and stick it in.
$56 for the product, and then there was an additional $67 for them, as they say, to administer it. So
they can't give you the shot just to go home and do it.
That's what I mean. I'd be like, hey,
what if you're diabetic? What if you're type 1 diabetic? So you're already insulin dependent.
So you already
were familiar with needles, how they work. You know,
where your veins are, sure.
Yeah, all that stuff.
I would try to negotiate the deal and even tell them, like, look, man, it's just cost. So anything I can, it's like going a la carte on the menu. Boy, oh boy, I'd love to get that extra plate of French fries, but I don't have another $6.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and forego those.
By the way, that might be the hospital food, might be the cheapest thing in the hospital.
What's that?
Just the food.
Oh, the food, sure.
I mean,
yeah,
you
get absolutely.
There, you can eat lunch, it's like $8. I mean, it's really super cheap. You can't believe, considering everything else is so expensive, like a Band-Aid is like $50.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how did I get off on an $8 lunch here? I've got a hot dog.
There's no insurance involved.
Oh, okay.
They can't jack up the price of the chicken wing.
Ooh.
Right? I mean, that's how the game's played.
What if they give you food poisoning? Like, ooh, you should get food insurance there.
I told you this, man. No kidding. And not that you ever want to be in this scenario, but if you do, the best hospital food you can get is Children's Hospital. And the reason is because you got all the adult foods, right, for, like, the people who work there,
sure.
Right? The hell with them. You know, who cares? And they're just saving your kid's life. But the kids, they've got chicken nuggets. They've got hot dogs. They've got an ice cream machine.
Here's your silver lining. If your kid is in Children's Hospital,
you know if you've been there.
That's
you
right.
know.
You're sweating bullets,
you got,
worried about your
you
kid.
You got little mini pizzas.
But while you're up all night.
You got corn dogs.
Eat like a champ.
Oh, man, you can eat like a king of children. You have no idea. You're like, this is unbelievable.
Did you tell the doctor, don't let my kid out yet?
Look, I've been to two separate children's hospitals, one Children's National, D.C., and one in Seattle. And I can tell you both times, I was just amazed by the food.
How good the food is.
It's amazing. It really is. And other hospitals suck. You know, they have like one window, and they get down there, like, and then the delivery is like, you know, an hour to 2 hours sometimes.
I still think the strangest thing is that my sister was in the hospital because she just stopped eating for like 2 years, right? She just wouldn't eat. So they had to put her, like, in this ward, this hospital where they, like, forced you to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
They kept an eye on them and stuff. Then I would go to, when we went to visit her once a week, I would just be downstairs eating all the food I could. It's like, something's amiss here. One won't stop eating, one won't.
Oh, what's he going to do?
Granted, I only remember it as a teenager, but the food was good.
Oh, it's fantastic. It really is. The reason we asked, when did Mother Nature give you the business? An Arizona couple driving past a brush fire that broke out on the Arizona side of the Colorado River managed to capture some incredible video. They were driving past the brush fire when they spotted a firenado. The firenado was then blown by the winds into a river, where it began pulling up water, which put out the firenado and then became a giant water spout instead.
That's just everything to kill you, man.
So a fire NATO into a water spout. Awesome.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.